This could be death of the Republican Party as we know it. In all seriousness, I'm not sure how Republicans emerge from the splintering that has so challenged the conservative party. Now with Liz Cheney just getting walloped out there in Wyoming, she's got $7 million, a lot of money, cash on hand, that she's transferring into a new super PAC, into her own PAC, which some say she might use to run for president. In fact, she's not denying it. There was a little bit of a, well, you know, let's wait and see. I'm not going to answer that question right now. When she appeared on the Today Show just yesterday morning, this could, in fact, give it a straight and easy path for the Democrats as we move forward. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the program. Parts of today's show of the Trish Regan Show are brought to you by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals than now. So go to legacypminvestments.com for more. Again, it's legacypminvestments.com. Of course, I'm Trish, and I want to get into all that. Plus, I want to get into some of the economic news that is so vital and so important right now. And the reasons why I think we're not out of the woods, not just from a political perspective, which is quite obvious right now, but also an economic perspective. But before we do, first to Liz Cheney. So Liz Cheney is saying, okay, she might consider this. Whatever she does, she certainly wants to make sure that she is able to defeat Donald Trump in 2024, however that may be. It's going to be tough, at least in terms of the Republican primary, because I think that's probably a layup for him. That said, you know, if he's running against Joe Biden, I don't know. I mean, we'll see. I think Donald Trump, in all honesty, is going to have his challenges before him for just a host of reasons, a variety of reasons. He's not popular with independents. And I'm a big believer that you got to get the independents. You got to get the independents in order to win on a national stage. Could she get the independents? No, I don't think so. I don't think she can get them because I think that her conservative values actually won't mesh enough with a lot of independent values. So she's kind of in no man's land. He's got the base. And we're setting ourselves up as a country for what could be a real splintering of the Republican Party. Heck, maybe we'll get three parties out of this. Maybe we should get more. You know what? Yeah, Bernie Sanders deserves his place in the sun too, right? Like maybe we just need more parties. Maybe that's the answer to it, because this system is obviously so messed up. And when I say messed up, let me get back to what we've just seen, right, unfold in the last 72 hours. This passport nonsense as a result of the Mar-a-Lago raid. You mean to tell me you took Trump's passport and then you had the audacity and the insanity to put one of your DOJ spokespeople out there telling CBS News? By the way, they wouldn't go on record. Very interesting, right? Very telling, because they're just feeding, I guess, lies to a major news network, the anchor of a major nightly news broadcast. They fed a lie saying, oh, no, we never took the passports. And then it comes out, oh, what do you know? There's a letter. There's a letter from our government that Trump was able to show saying, we're sorry for taking your passports. I mean, so what are people supposed to believe? You understand how damaging this is to a very fragile country right now. And when our government is so biased or so messed up or so much of a loose cannon that they're going to send someone out to say something that's not true to a major news network. And it's like, well, you got to believe it. Got to believe it. Came from CBS News. And Americans are effectively being kind of gaslit, right? Because now they're like, but wait a second, that was all wrong. So we have a problem here. And in some ways, as I've told you before, it reminds me of, inflation is just transitory, nothing to see here, folks, nothing. Yeah, right. Like, the highest inflation we've had in 41 years, but no big deal. This is the problem. And so consequently, our faith, our trust in our government and in our institutions has been so challenged. Markets are getting nervous now. I mean, I think that the realization that whatever the Fed is trying to do, it's probably not enough, is starting to sink in. And this is why I remain pretty on the sidelines. You know, a lot of people have been excited. You've been looking at the market rally over the last 4 weeks, and I've been like, I'm not sure I totally buy this. I'm not sure I buy it because we still get some fundamental problems here that I'm not confident we can have fully addressed. So I think it's setting something up for something we're not gonna want. I mean, you said targets, of course. earnings taking a hit as of recently. They've got some unwanted inventory they're having to mark down. Maybe that's good. You know, things are getting marked down. Maybe it can ease some of the inflation pressures. But all in all, I think what you will start to witness more and more is this pullback in the consumer. And yes, inventory levels are going to still be messed up for the foreseeable future. In some cases, they have too much. In some cases, they're still challenged. But whatever it is, we're in pretty unprecedented territory, which is one of the reasons why, just a quick shout out for one of our great sponsors here on the program, Key City Capital. I think it's important to diversify and consider what your holdings are right now. At Key City Capital, Charlie Dombeck and his team over there are looking at strategies that will help you both from a tax perspective, as well as the overall holistic growth of your portfolio perspective, as well as, I should say, importantly, trying to cut down on some of this volatility, which I don't know about you, but like you're going to have a pretty strong stomach for, right? So keycitycapital.com/Trish, my name, keycitycapital.com/Trish. That's the link to go to. And if you connect with Charlie, I really think the idea is find ways that you can get some savings in your overall life and put that money into vehicles that will benefit you over the long term while simultaneously, hopefully, cutting down on some of this volatility, because the volatility is maybe a trader's friend, but it's not a long-term investor's friend. As I report all of this right now, we did get word that the Fed sees interest rates continuing to hike until they start to see a real reduction in inflation. So it goes with what I've been saying all along. In other words, the Fed has its work cut out for it. It's not going to be able to just, you know, do a few 75 basis point hikes and say it's the end of the day. I mean, this is going to be ongoing. And the more this happens, the more risk of a pullback in the overall economy. So once again, it gets me back to this idea that we're in extremely uncharted territory. This is not a recession like anything we've seen before. And it's important to be nimble and be aware. And frankly, it gets back to the old thing, diversify, 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 right? You want those opportunities while simultaneously protecting what you have, both from an economic standpoint. And then I think about the political horizon right now, which if the Democrats are successful this fall, hey, you know, they've already come out and said it. They're going to up taxes. They're going to up taxes. And ultimately, even though they say they're just going after the billionaires, they never do, right? We just saw that the other day in this new spending bonanza that they have that theoretically is supposed to reduce inflation. They didn't go after the billionaire private equity executives that get away with paying a lower tax rate than their secretaries. They're going after just, frankly, a much larger group of hardworking people with their 80,000 new IRS agents. And then they want to up taxes on everyone. And so it's this giant wealth transfer where the people that are the wealthiest in this country have the ability to mitigate that with lobbyists and really good accountants that are 10 steps ahead of Uncle Sam, or in this case, Uncle Joe. Right? They're just that much smarter than our government. So look, I think the middle class is in for an increasingly choppy and challenging time, and government is not on their side on this one. And given what we're probably facing in the political landscape, we should all be very prepared. A quick reminder, make sure that you subscribe to this show. It's so important on Apple, iTunes. Make sure you're here downloading it every day. Send it to your friends. Tell everyone. It's important because the more people subscribing on Apple iTunes, the more Apple iTunes recommends the podcast. quite a cycle. A good one if we're doing things right here. So thank you again for subscribing. And I will see you back here on the show tomorrow.